From LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
My name's Herb Henry. That's my name. Who I am is a well-being. I just fell in love with the game of basketball. And growing up directly across the street from Shawnee Park, I'd walk to the park every day, and that would be what I'd ate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, I had a ball in my hand, and I'm looking for heads to cut, you know, from court to court. So I thought I was a pretty good ball player back in those days. So I didn't grow any more than I got to be about 5'11 in high school. So I realized that my basketball dreams was not going to carry me very far. Although I could have played college ball somewhere, I don't think I would have made it to the NBA at my height. So I quickly realized I had to transition to football and play that as well. So I was fairly good at it. Like I say, me being a fairly slender kid, fearful, so I had to bring the funk, you know what I'm saying? I had to, like, when I got the opportunity, you know, I'm going to hit you in the mouth. So that was me. I carried that around. I realized that football was the way to get my money, because I was fairly good at it and I was aggressive. I saw my brothers got scholarships, so I said, well, if they could do it, you know, I can do it. So I played high school ball all the way through my junior year at Doss. My coach, Bill White, he encouraged me to leave the basketball alone and stick to the football. So my senior year, I regret that I didn't play basketball. I went on to finish and play football, and I did fairly well. I played every position from linebacker to safety to return punts to running back to fullback. And I got a scholarship to the University of Louisville to play fullback. So what better opportunity to stay at home and play for the team that just won the Fiesta Bowl? Played my first year, started my first year under Howard Snellenberger. Played every game, started the last six games. Scored a touchdown against Florida State. Did fairly well, you know, my freshman year. And looking to come back to have a really big career. That was the plan, you know. I figured I could play any position, not just running back, but I was an athlete, so you could probably stick me basically anywhere. I played linebacker. I was all-state at linebacker. You know, I could play some safety. I could run a little bit. So, you know, I thought I could get some money doing that. That January, go to a party, celebrating, coming back to school, spring ball. Back to school party, Red Barn, got shot. The transition starts there. When I hit the ground, I said, I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my legs. I knew it was hard for me to breathe because I had a bullet in my chest. I didn't know I had one, but I knew I couldn't feel my legs. And people were gathering around me. Well, no one was gathering around me at first because I guess the gunshots, everybody scattered. But I just knew immediately I can't feel my legs. I was in the hospital for a couple of weeks, you know, just IVs and, you know, people coming, and ice was like steak to me. Snellenberger would send pizza every day. I got tired of Pizza Hut. You know, it was like two large meat lovers pizza. He'd send them every day. He'd say, what's your favorite food? I said, you know, pizza. You know, I'm an 18-year-old kid. And that's what he's sending. So, of course, I'm sick of it the second day, and the nurses, like, I'm giving it to the nurses. And Henry, you going to eat chippy? No, ma'am, you can have it. And yeah, they eventually kicked me out and sent me to rehab and, you know, sent me over to Fraser. And, you know, I recovered, and I had to learn how to, you know, do it all over again in a chair. And it was frustrating to not be able to do what I used to be able to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was a pretty capable dude, you know. And to have to ask for help was a hard thing, you know. Not anymore. I'm open to the universe. Anyone that wants to help, it's all about well-being, please do. As soon as I got out, I enrolled immediately back in summer school, took summer classes. Then I went to Shepherd Spinal Center in Atlanta. I spent 6 months down there. So me and my mom took off because she had a government job. They raised some funds. They had a Help Herb Fund here at the university. And that's what we use the funds for, to go down there. You know, I want to walk, and it's not over. So they had me on electric stimulation, You know, he put me on East End, and I put them on my legs, and they had a walker and hook it up, and it left leg, right leg, up, step. So I'm standing up, and I'm walking, you know, so many feet. So I'm thinking, okay, this is cool. This is great exercise. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, one of the hardest things I've ever did, because, you know, it was a natural, and it was, you know, the electric was making my legs do the work, but, you know, it was good. So I was thinking about functionality for it, for the house. So, you know, they let me take the stimulator home to do it, but it never flourished, and it's something that I could use repetitively. I was lost. I had no clue. I was 18 years old. I was doing something that I should not have been doing. So I have to take accountability for my actions, but at the same time, not be a victim of them. Yeah, when I went to that party, I wasn't an innocent victim. I was in an altercation that I initiated. It was heated fights throughout the time that we were going to where we were going. I saw the signs. It was chaos from the time we started from the football dorm, drinking alcohol underage, to the walk to the Red Barn. There were two or three fights. So it was heated the whole night. And I decided to get in one of those altercations. And this was the result. Wheelchair basketball is my passion. It's where I get lost. It's where I don't pay attention to anything or anybody but the game. You can come out there if you want to socialize, but you're going to get your feelings hurt. So come to play, you know, because we're out there to play. We're not out there to socialize. You get on the sideline if you want to socialize. You get on, you know, but we're athletes out there, you know. So I enjoy that game, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like to see it disrespected in any capacity, standing or sitting. The name of our team is Louisville Spokes Inspire, as we practice from 5:30 to 8:30 on Mondays. On Saturdays, from 10 till 12 are the youngsters, and from 12 to 2 are us, Spokes Inspire. The Derby City Mustangs are the youth, is the youth team that we have. So please come join us. If you know anybody with a disability, or just like to come out, an able-bodied person, we have extra wheelchairs. If you have a passion for the game, please come check us out. We're for real. I was just trying to find my way. And I had a good foundation. And I found out it's about not being afraid, not being ashamed. You know, we feed ourselves and hide so much garbage. And we hold on to things that we shouldn't hold on to. We're shameful about things we shouldn't be ashamed of, you know? And it's time to stop. It's time to remove the disease in our lives, you know? And that's what you want to be around, people moving in that direction. First off, you want to have a sanctuary. You want to have a sanctuary of peace of mind. So go somewhere quiet where you can quiet yourself and find out what your purpose is. So many people move and they don't have purpose. So when you move with purpose. You find out what your goal is for the day and you follow through with it. And you don't make it overwhelming for you. It's one thing at a time. One thing at a time. You know, my mind gets all over the place. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Nah, let me do this for one thing. And let me be good at this. Let me be where I'm at. And then I'll move on to the next one. Focus. Get you a sanctuary. Find you some purpose. And breathe.
Herb Henry's story is part of Tough and Universal, Stories of Grit, a new series produced by WFPL in partnership with Ideas X Lab. The story was edited and produced by me, Erica Peterson, with sound design by Laura Ellis. For more, including photos of Herb and his wheelchair basketball team, visit WFPL.org.